This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to survey the damage. Daniel Henninger writes about the damage that readers with a long memory a week will recall that this battle, meaning in the House of Representatives, began in the dispute with the Gates Tongue over letting the government shut down instead of treating that open wound before next month. House Republicans are having a civil war. Can any good come of this? No, none, answers Daniel Henninger in the Wall Street Journal. His weekly column, Wonderland, appears in the journal every Thursday. And Mr. Henninger was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in editorial writing on several occasions, and he shared a Pulitzer Prize in 2002. His new column today is called A Sellout for Nothing. And it talks about the damage that this fight over the speakership has done to Republican prospects. Why should some of this damage extend to a new speaker who could be Steve Scalise, it could be Jim Jordan, but we will see. Why should the damage extend to someone not named Kevin McCarthy or, for that matter, Matt Gaetz?
Hi there, Michael. Well, I think the reason is that any new speaker is going to inherit the McCarthy status quo, which is to say, a very, very slim Republican majority in the House of Representatives. And that has always been the reality, that the Republicans do not hold a huge majority in the House, and they do not control the Senate. And so pretty much many of the proposals that were being made by Matt Gaetz and the others had no chance of being enacted into law. That is the reality of a democracy, and I think it's that reality, Michael, that a lot of the people who were upset with Kevin McCarthy to the point of vacating the speakership and remain angry at Washington simply cannot get through their heads. I mean, a democracy, which is what we've got, is ultimately about voting, and it means having more votes than the other side. And in the legislature, it means having enough votes to win support of a piece of legislation. And the Republicans in the House don't have that many votes. They just don't have it. So instead, we go through this incredible melodrama, first over the shutdown and now over the collapse of the first House Speaker in the history of the country, with no clear way forward. And I think that this is doing unnecessary and significant damage to the Republican reputation at a time when they should have been coursing to victory with the weakest Democratic, the weakest incumbent president in living memory. Voters taking the side of Republican policies on the economy. The issue, the focus should have been kept squarely on Joe Biden and the weakness of the Democrats. Instead, it's now on Republican chaos. And I think that's going to have implications in the election next year, Michael.
What about the elections next year? One thing, there are 30 working days left between now and the next government shutdown deadline. And there is widespread speculation, several articles in the Washington Post, that we are likely not only to have another shutdown fight, but we are likely to actually have the government shut down this time because there's no Kevin McCarthy to make some kind of deal. First of all, do you think that's true? And secondly, that impact would be what, do you think, in the upcoming congressional elections and presidential elections?
Well, I mean, it, you know, the first business at hand is voting in a new speaker for the House. And we have two candidates in Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan. And it's not at all clear how that's going to work out. They're going to have to work the members in the House. And we'll see how quickly they get that done, or whether it runs in, as everything seems to in Washington these days, to a lot of stumbling blocks. But that clock is still ticking on the government shutdown. And if simultaneously the Republicans are finding it difficult to discover a new speaker at the same time that the government is potentially shutting down, boy, how can you blame the Democrats for that? It's not their fight. They're standing back and watching this. And what is the public supposed to make of that? One reason that we have this slim majority, Republican majority in the House, is that some 18 Republicans carried their districts, districts that Joe Biden won in the last election, several of them, and especially in New York State. Some of those 18, and I would suggest maybe a majority of those 18 Republican districts that Biden carried, are going to be put at severe risk in next year's election. And if it, half of them go down and the Republicans don't pick up seats elsewhere, they could find themselves in the minority with Hakeem Jeffries as the Speaker of the House.
Well, it goes beyond that even, because when you talk about 18 seats where President Trump lost those districts, but the local congressman actually won them, even if they lose one-third of those races, that's six seats. And if the Republicans lose six seats, unless they pick up a bunch of seats somewhere else, they're out. And that's what we're dealing with in the election coming up. There's increasing talk and pressure and writing and begging and pleading for President Biden to stand down because of the difficulties that he would have winning a second term. Do you think there is any chance they're increasingly... speculation that Gavin Newsom is ready to jump in? Or do you think that Biden, as the Democratic nominee, is locked in stone?
Well, I think Joe Biden thinks he's locked in. I personally do not. I never have, Michael. I just don't see how Joe Biden makes it to November 2024 and how exactly the party manages his exit is not clear. But I think there will be an argument made increasingly that, you know, if third-party candidates, independent candidates like Cornel West emerge, the Democrats believe that's going to damage Joe Biden. It would do less damage, I think, if you had a fresh new face at the top of the Democratic ticket. And so long as my worry about Republicans losing seats, Michael, is that Republican voters themselves are obviously divided, and if some of them become despondent and decide to stay home, Democratic turnout, which tends to get strong under these circumstances, could overcome some of those Republican seats, and I think it could flow as well to a new Democratic nominee. So it's for those reasons that I think the Republican, this fiasco in the House, has really put a lot of the Republican and indeed the conservative project at significant risk.
Daniel Henninger, his column always insightful and important. This one entitled, "They Sell Out for Nothing." Godspeed, Daniel. Let's hope that some of these gloomy prognostications do not take shape. Meanwhile, Biden is building a wall. Where? How? We'll talk about it.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America, this is The Michael Medved Show.
Champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Breaking news this morning, and as I observed the other day, I think the term breaking news is a very eloquent phrase because it implies that something is broken in the country. And yes, there is something that has been broken for a long time, which is our immigration system. And the question of border security, which has to be part of any workable immigration system. NBC News reported this morning, and then it's been picked up by everybody else, that in a striking acknowledgement of the need to address the migrant influx at the southern border, which has become a tidal wave, the Biden administration announced that it waived 26 federal laws to permit not more immigrants, but to permit more border wall construction in southern Texas, a move that builds on one of the most controversial cornerstones of the Trump administration. No one should get too excited by this. Apparently, what the Biden administration is planning is building 50 miles of wall. And some of it would be replacing old wall and including the newer style walls that President Trump was emphasizing when he was president that have a barrier or a block or some kind of preventative at the top of the wall so you can't climb over it, which seems to make some sense. What's ironic about this is during the 2020 presidential campaign, Biden vowed repeatedly that he would not build any more wall on the southern border. And here's what he sounded like on the campaign trail back in 2020.
Trump campaigned on build that wall. Are you willing to tear that wall down?
No, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration.
The president also said today that former presidents have said to him that they wish that they had built a wall. Do you recall President Obama ever saying that?
I can't think of a single one who said that. We need border security, but that's not the border security we need.
Okay, that's Biden on the campaign trail. Well, today, again, they're going to be building at least 50 miles of wall. And for someone who said, well, we're not going to build another foot of wall. The point is that the surge of immigrants, particularly from Venezuela, has become so overwhelming that you're talking about a yearly total of at least 2 million. Coming across that border, and that's problematic. But trying to explain his flip-flop on this, President Biden was asked about it today. And here was the response from the President of the United States, clip two.
One question on the border wall. The border wall, the money was appropriated for the border wall. I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what is appropriate. I can't stop that.
Okay, so he is doing the opposite of claiming credit for building this new 50 miles of wall. He's saying he had no choice, that the president is powerless in this regard. And the idea that the money has already been appropriated, well, obviously, there's not a lot of extra money sloshing around Washington. All the money that has been appropriated, a lot of it is borrowed money anyway, with the $7 trillion that was added to the national debt under President Trump, and more added to the national, or additional funds added to the national debt under President Biden. On the Joe Scarborough Morning Joe show on MSNBC, they had on another Joe, not Joe Biden, but Joe Manchin, who is widely discussed as one of the most serious potential third-party candidates for president. If he did run for president, he would probably join the group No Labels, which is planning to get a ballot position in all 50 states. And one of the questions for Joe Manchin is whether he believes at this point that Joe Biden is the best choice for the Democrats, given his visible signs of aging, given his record, given his incredibly negative poll ratings on issue after issue after issue, it's very difficult to find any issue. I suppose the issue of abortion may be one, where people seem to have more confidence in Joe Biden than they do with his likely Republican opponent, the former President Donald Trump. Here is Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, speaking with Joe Manchin about whether Biden is in fact the best choice for Democrats.
You know, I think what you have is proven with Joe. Joe was able to beat Donald Trump. Is he going to be portrayed as the same as he was when he ran the first time, okay? I don't know. That's to be seen yet, because I know that just the movement to the left is a little bit further than what this country is. And I have said that. And I have respect for all of them. I try to work with everybody. I've always said this, Katie. If you're in my position or any position in America, everybody should say a prayer for the president to succeed every night. If they do well, our country does well, we do well. If not, you got a problem. So you got to speak truth to power, too. And I've said, you're going too far. You're pushing an envelope where people aren't going right now. You're trying to, you're way ahead of your skis on certain things.
So, Senator, was that a yes? You do think Joe Biden is the best candidate to beat Donald Trump?
If you're heads up right now, I'm looking at some polls the same as you're looking at them right now, and they're flipping back and forth all the time. So it's very, but right now, he is going to be the choice of the Democratic Party. And I believe that's what they're rallying behind.
Do you think he's the best choice?
I don't know who else is out there who's willing to get into the race. Until you have an open primary type thing or you have challenges, you really don't know.
Would you like an open primary?
Pardon me?
Do you think there should be an open primary? Would you welcome somebody?
I've never ran unopposed.
Okay. Again, he is not willing to say yet that he is going to be running for president. One of the interesting questions for Manchin would be, would he do better as a candidate for president in the general election if he launches a primary challenge now against Joe Biden? Could he win that primary challenge? The answer to that is probably not, because Joe Manchin... And so the reason he's appealing to people in the No Labels group, he's appealing to them because he is more moderate than the Democratic Party generally. There is a new Democratic organization that has been put together. It's called Citizens to Save Our Republic. Their job, they believe, is to block a presidential candidate. Is it Donald Trump? No, it'll be somebody else. Who are they going to block? We will get to that on the MedVed Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News update. The White House, in a policy reversal, said it would restart border wall construction in Texas.
He's been asking Congress to reappropriate the funds. He has been.
for the past couple of years, and Congress refused. And we have to comply by law to get this done.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president didn't have a choice because the funds for the wall were previously allocated and couldn't be redirected. The recent three-day strike involving 75,000 Kaiser Permanente health system employees adds to a year of unprecedented labor disputes. The U.S. has already seen the highest number of workdays lost due to labor conflicts in any full year since the year 2000. President Biden's dog Commanders left the White House due to a history of biting incidents. The two-year-old German Shepherd had reportedly bitten both Secret Service agents and other White House staff. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a new controversy involving President Trump and the explosive topic of unauthorized, undocumented, illegal immigrants to this country. And President Trump suggesting in an interview, which we will get the audio, we'll play it for you so you can hear the context, that undocumented immigrants coming into the U.S. were poisoning the blood of our country, which sounds like, well, again, that's an echo of traditional white supremacist thinking, is it not? Is that not a problem? We will get to that and to more, and as soon as that is ready to share with you and play for you, we will let you know. I was talking right before the break of this new organization that was just slammed by the Wall Street Journal, and the new organization is called the Committee Citizens to Save Our Republic, or CSOR. What does CSOR spell? CSOR? I don't know. CSOR? In any event, it shows that every poll they write at the Journal shows that Americans are all but screaming at the two political parties to offer a presidential choice other than a rematch between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. The group No Labels has been working to get ballot access for an alternative to meet that market demand, but Democrats in particular are trying to kill the effort in the crib. Citizens to Save Our Republic, or CSOR, wants donations to build bipartisan support for a campaign to get No Labels to stand down. Its solicitation email says, if No Labels moves forward with a third party, we will wage a vigorous campaign in swing states, including millions of dollars in advertising, to show voters that No Labels equals Trump and the end of our democracy. This seems to me a tenuous argument, because at any point Trump could say, no, I hate No Labels. It's not me. They're not working for me. They're not on my side. And again, it's an interesting question, the way that the conventional wisdom has shifted on the prospect, which appears to be a reality, of Robert Kennedy running as an independent candidate of some sort, originally because he has been a Democrat, and obviously he comes from one of the most famous, celebrated Democratic families ever. There had been the assumption that if Robert Kennedy is running as an independent candidate, he would take votes away from the Democratic nominee, from Joe Biden. And yet he is vastly, according to four or five different polls, Robert Kennedy Jr., because of his stance on COVID-19 and vaccines and aid to Ukraine, and support for Ukraine, and generally the campaign that he's run, he is several times more popular among Republicans than he is among Democrats. There are a majority of Republicans who approve of Robert Kennedy Jr., where an overwhelming majority of Democrats disapprove of him. In any event, concerning these plans for CSOR, they said that the front man for CSOR is Dick Gephardt, former Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, who spent nearly three decades in the House and ran for president in 1988 and 2004. You may remember in 2004, he was expected to win the Iowa caucuses and then to go ahead and sweep for the nomination, and he lost to John Kerry. The CSOR cites private polling that says that a three-way race in 2024 would break 40% for Donald Trump, 39% for Joe Biden, and 21% for No Labels. Now, it's impossible to get any kind of good reading on this because they don't have any idea what the No Labels ticket is going to be. And people don't know what the brand name No Labels means. And it's a world of difference if the No Labels candidate is a former governor and current U.S. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who's been a lifelong Democrat, or if it's Larry Hogan, whose father was a Republican congressman. He's a Republican two-term governor of Maryland. Obviously, someone like Larry Hogan would probably have a better chance of taking votes away from Trump. And if they ended up nominating Joe Manchin, it still is likely, isn't it, that he would take more votes away from Joe Biden. And they say in 2020, Mr. Biden won five swing states by one percentage point on average. According to their polling, a third party could cost Biden an average of 5.6 points in each of those swing states. The opening for this, the Wall Street Journal says, meaning this new organization of the Citizens to Save Our Republic, is not low labels. Either party could gain an advantage by nominating someone new. If they fail to heed the obvious signals, blame those parties. Don't blame any of the third party movements. And when it comes to blaming, what about the blame for the approaching government shutdown? Yeah, government shutdown coming up. Didn't we put that aside? Well, we thought we did. But the reality is still very much there. They write in the Washington Post, already the chaos of the House floor is eating into the time necessary to forge a bipartisan agreement on spending. Congress passed a new law on Saturday night. That's this last Saturday night, just happened, to keep the government operating for about 45 days. But now the House is in recess, great, through the weekend, and the mess consuming the GOP will carry on at least into next week's vote on the next speaker, reducing the number of days lawmakers have to work to 30. So says Bill Hoagland, senior vice president at the Bipartisan Policy Center, a nonpartisan think tank. The 8 House Republicans who voted to strip McCarthy of his speakership had a mixture of explanations for their decision, ranging from wanting a tougher line on immigration to personal frustrations with the speaker, but many of them emphasized conservative displeasure with the deal McCarthy struck with Biden this spring to lift the borrowing limit. We have that audio about poisoning the blood of our country. That from President Trump. What did he really say? Let's listen. We will. Coming up.
I hate this!
The Michael Medved Show.
I hate what you've done to us! I hate what you're doing to us! I hate you!
Michael Medved. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens.
Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the latest controversy, I don't know where this goes from here, has been with an interview that President Trump just gave. It was an interview with Rahim Kassam, who is the editor-in-chief of the National Pulse and the former director of Breitbart News in London. The National Pulse is an independent publisher that, among others, promotes subscriptions to former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's War Room podcast. The publisher's Facebook page says that it's part of the nonprofit organization known as the American Principles Project. The segment of Trump's remarks is, you can hear right here. And again, it's President Trump looking very jolly and smiling while he is on tape. Here's the former president.
And we know they come from prisons. We know they come from mental institutions, insane asylums. We know they're terrorists. Nobody has ever seen anything like we're witnessing right now. It is a very sad thing for our country. It's poisoning the blood of our country. It's so bad, and people are coming in with disease. People are coming in with every possible thing that you can have. And I got to know a lot of the heads of these countries. They're very cunning people, very, street smart people.
Okay, he says they're very street smart people, meaning the heads of these countries. If they're not street smart, they're not going to be there very long, he said. And when they send up those caravans, and I had it ended, we had the safest border in the history of our country, said President Trump, meaning the history over the recorded history by far, the least amount of drugs in many, many decades, the least amount of human trafficking, which is a tremendous problem. But when you look at what's taking place now, nobody's, first of all, it's not sustainable by any country, including ours, even from this standpoint. And, we built over 500 miles of wall. We were going to put up another 200 miles, and we had it bought. Everything was bought. Everything was purchased. And then he goes on from there. And the comment has provoked a reaction from Mehdi Hassan, who is a commentator I don't know. He does a show, apparently, on MSNBC. Mehdi Hassan said, "I had missed this among the many crazy and offensive Trump statements in recent days." He also told a right-wing website that undocumented immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country, which is a straight-up white supremacist neo-Nazi talking point. What troubles me about it is this, is the, and this is the full transcript of what he said, no, nobody has seen anything like this, and I think we could say worldwide. I think you could go to the, you could go to a banana republic and pick the worst one, and you're not going to see what we're witnessing now. No control whatsoever, and nobody has any idea where these people are coming from. And we know they come from prisons. We know they come from mental institutions and insane asylums. We know they're terrorists. Nobody is anything like what we're witnessing. Again, that is not true. That is simply not true. Most of the big flow of immigrants, and there have been investigations of it, and there have been government numbers and journalistic numbers that indicate that the biggest source of the current number of immigrants who are pouring without authorization across the border, and yes, it needs to be stopped, and yes, it needs to be curbed, and yes, we need to get control of our immigration system. All of that is true. But it is not true that these are necessarily all people from prisons and insane asylums and terrorists. Most of them are Venezuelan. And people are leaving Venezuela because, like most Americans, they hate socialism. And they hate the Marxist regime of Nicolas Maduro, which succeeded the regime of dictatorial regime of Chavez in Venezuela. And the idea that what you're dealing with here is that everyone who is applying to come into our country is someone who represents a poison to the blood of America. And that, of course, is a is that an implication that there will be pollution of the pure blood of native-born Americans? Is that what we're talking about? This is, again, the kind of controversy that probably will not hurt President Trump, and there will be ways and enthusiastic defenses of what he had to say. But can we keep in mind that very little of the surge in crime that we have seen, the for instance, the criminal gangs that are ransacking stores and paralyzing American retail, they do not appear to be foreign-born. They do not appear to be Latino criminal gangs. It's like this awful story in the New York Post, 18-year-old suspect in custody over random knife slaying of New York City activist sources. The 18-year-old man suspected in the grisly random stabbing death of a beloved Brooklyn social activist was taken into custody this morning as cops recovered a knife and the sweatshirt the perp is believed to have worn during the early morning slaying. The person of interest, identified as Brian Dowling, was nabbed when NYPD officers executed a search warrant at a home near Malcolm X Boulevard, just down the block from where Ryan Carson, 32, was knifed to death early Monday as his girlfriend watched. Cops were searching for clothing allegedly worn by the suspect during the caught-on-camera attack and found both Dowling and his dark champion sweatshirt seen in the video of the attack inside the apartment. Cops also found a knife in the apartment and will be working to determine if it was the murder weapon. Law enforcement previously had identified a mentally disturbed teen as the main person of interest in the murder of Carson. The assailant seemed to target Carson at random, forcing the community advocate to stand between the stranger and his girlfriend. The troubling surveillance footage obtained by the New York Post showed the unhinged man can be heard yelling, "I'll kill you," before the two scuffle, with Carson eventually tumbling over the bus stop bench while the attacker pulls out a knife and stabs him three times. An unknown woman who police said knows the suspect then appears in the corner of the frame and seems to beg the knife-wielding man to not hurt him and repeats something that says, "Sounds like Brian," that's his name. Carson died from a stab wound that pierced his heart. By Wednesday, police had identified the alleged perpetrator, but were waiting for probable cause to make the arrest. Dowling was issued three summonses last year, including two for disorderly conduct, and was a robbery victim in 2021, they said. He was also cited in an incident report related to a July incident in which his aunt claimed he smashed objects in his girlfriend's apartment following a fight and described him in a 911 call as mentally disturbed. Look, this is a problem that we have even in New York City, which, contrary to a lot of assumptions outside of New York, remains one of the safer cities in the country. But the idea that talking about immigration as if it is an invasion that is meant to pollute the blood of Americans. And again, it's too much to say, as they say over at Yahoo, Trump echoed Hitler with remark about migrants poisoning the blood of our country. It is a very, very unfortunate thing to say, and particularly to imply that all of those individuals who are coming up are part of this poison. They point out that the words poison and or blood appear in multiple chapters of Hitler's 1925 manifesto Mein Kampf. All politicians, not just Trump, should avoid that kind of Hitlerian language for the sake of themselves and for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and forged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. AllegrettoResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.